WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When it comes to the home video release of TV shows, most of the attention goes to the newest seasons of the newest shows. But our TV critic, David Bianculli, says there's gold to be found in the first-time DVD releases of a couple of older TV programs. One is a 1970 edition of The David Susskind Show, and the other is an onstage reunion in 1996 of Sid Caesar and his legendary writers.
The two DVDs I want to talk about today are hilarious. But they aren't sitcoms. They're talk shows. Well, one's a talk show, and one's a film seminar. But they're both fascinating examples of a specific pop culture moment frozen in time. And there's something else as well. Both of them are highly entertaining real-time examples of talk show Darwinism. Both shows feature a large, unwieldy guest roster, all of the guests competing for attention at the same time. And by the time the programs are over, the winners are apparent. The first DVD, from Samore Entertainment, is a 1970 installment of The David Susskind Show, a syndicated talk show. The topic of this particular program, never before released on home video, was How to Be a Jewish Son. And the guests fielding questions from Susskind included actor George Siegel, who had just come out with the movie Where's Papa, writer Dan Greenberg, author of the then-recent bestseller How to Be a Jewish Mother, and Jewish entrepreneurs from the fashion and fast food industries. But the breakaway stars, the guests who ended up running away with the show and taking it over almost completely, were David Steinberg and Mel Brooks. Steinberg had just played an unintentional part in the firing of the Smothers Brothers on CBS, and Mel Brooks had mounted the original movie version of The Producers. No matter the topic, these two were hot. And even when one of them was asked a question by Susskind, the other was just as likely to respond. And the responses, for the time, are almost shockingly candid. Here's Steinberg, the son of a rabbi and at the time very much a single young man, answering one of the host's questions about dating outside his faith. But when Susskind asks Steinberg a follow-up question, the reply comes from Mel Brooks instead.
Well, it's hard to bring a Gentile girl home to a Jewish family. What you do is you bring home a black girl first.
A way of breaking the ice.
Then you bring home the Gentile girl. Yeah. And then they say, oh, come on in. If I like something to eat. Would you like something to eat? They say, Mary Smith, sit down. See, that's her, like in Hanukkah.
Seriously, have you brought Gentile ladies into your household?
No,
Your father being a rabbi.
Do you know in a Jewish religion, if you're going with a Jewish girl, if you're just engaged to her and you break off, you still pay alimony? You know that?
I didn't know.
Legal.
That.
That's legal.
That's legal.
Sure, three kisses and alimony. Alimony. It's not a lot. There is a token, like 80% of you.
In your bachelorhood, you must have paid a lot of alimony.
Oh, in my bachelorhood did I pay alimony. There was a girl in Scranton, I gotta tell you.
The David Susskind Show was televised for 28 years, and How to Be a Jewish Son was its most famous and most requested installment. And now it's here. The other DVD is a reunion of the writers who had worked with Sid Caesar, either on 1949's Admiral Broadway Review or his two 1950s TV classics, Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour. There are no clips from those shows on this DVD. What there is, though, is priceless. Unlike an edited version shown years ago on public TV, this is the entire two-hour seminar, in which 10 very smart men sit on stage in folded chairs and tell their stories while telling jokes at the same time. What a panel. Lucille Callan, who wrote for Your Show of Shows, isn't there. Neither is Woody Allen, who wrote for some of Caesar's TV specials. But my, look who is. Not only Sid Caesar and his writing co-star Carl Reiner, but writers Neil Simon and his brother Danny, Larry Gelbart, good old Mel Brooks again, and others whose names are less familiar, but whose one-liners here are just as funny. And that's what I love most about this freewheeling two-hour discussion. It's comedy at its most democratic, just as in a real TV writer's room. It doesn't matter who offers up the best joke. Funny wins. And all the others are smart enough to know funny when they hear it and laugh generously when it arrives. Here's a perfect example. Sid Caesar is describing the weekly budget for your show of shows when one of the less famous veteran writers, Sheldon Keller, throws in an ad-lib that delights everyone, including Caesar.
The first show of shows cost an hour and a half, everything, all the writers, all the everything cost $64,000 a week for the entire show.
I saw the same show in Kmart for $28,000.
And right after that, someone else scores too. It's Mel Brooks, who clearly thrives in these highly competitive, joke-filled environments.
I belong to Sid. I didn't belong to the show. I didn't belong to Max Liebman.
That's right.
I belonged to Sid.
You still do, don't you?
Yeah, and Sid. And Sid could call me night or day, and sometimes he'd wake me at 3:30 in the morning and say, Mel, Sid, need a joke. Okay. What is it? Carrots. Okay, carrots. I ate so many carrots I couldn't sleep. He said, why not? I could see through my eyelids. Carrot. Oh, okay. Carrot. Joke. Carrot.
That's the beauty and the equality of comedy. No matter who comes up with the joke, funny is funny. And so are How to Be a Jewish Son and Caesar's writers.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching. He reviewed two new DVDs, Caesar's Writers, which was recorded in 1996 by the Writers Guild West, and How to Be a Jewish Son, a 1970 episode of The David Susskind Show.